Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now for a Wednesday. It's hump day. We are halfway home. Those of you that are staying at home for Nevada, good for you. Those of you that are going to essential workplaces, good for you. I will tell you the traffic is very, very light. In fact, it's really light. And that's okay, I guess. Earlier, I had a chance to visit with an old buddy who's been on the show. In fact, he's been in studio with us. Mark Lotter, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. And he mentioned to me previously that the reelect campaign, even though they can't have CAG rallies or MAGA rallies or any of that, that they are having daily online events. And I asked him what goes on at these events.
Well, each night it's a different focus point for us. Last night Lara Trump was on, and you're right, it's at 8 o'clock Eastern. A couple of nights ago, it was Black Voices for Trump leadership. We have senior leadership from the campaign. Latinos for Trump have been on there. We are also going to have Women for Trump. So every night of the week is a different group, different focus point. You can go to our website, DonaldJTrump.com, and go under events. You'll find out the schedule for the week, and you can sign up for each individual virtual broadcast and let us know you want to participate.
One of the pieces of news yesterday, Stephanie Grisham stepping down as presidential press secretary. She will go back to the First Lady's office and be chief of staff there. And Kayleigh McEnany, she's been on our show, I don't know, 40 times, maybe 50 times. She knows a lot. She is media savvy. What will she be like as the next press secretary?
Well, you know, anyone who knows Kayleigh knows her, that she is a fighter, and she comes in ready to have that fight every day, which is what the president's looking for. Obviously, you know, I have served in the White House as the vice president's press secretary, worked closely with the White House, two White House press secretaries during my tenure, and, you know, it is a never-ending stream of media requests, interviews, articles, and pushing back on the fake mainstream media narrative. There's no one better armed and equipped, ready to go than Kayleigh. Also, obviously, have a lot of respect and know Stephanie very well, and know she's going to be a great value as the chief of staff for the First Lady.
Are you surprised that she went as long as she did without ever having one of those crazy White House press corps
briefings, those daily briefings. She didn't do one of them.
Not necessarily, because, I mean, it's not something that, I mean, those have turned into, now it's changed a little bit, obviously, because of the current situation, but back in the, you know, for the last year or so, it is nothing more than reporters trying to make a name for themselves, screaming at you with their liberal fantasy opinions about why they're right and you're wrong. It's why the mainstream media is 90 to 95% negative on the president. The president didn't think that there was any much value in just going up there and having Stephanie serve as a punching bag, we would be better set by letting people actually hear from the president. So nearly every day you heard from him, whether he was boarding Marine One, whether he was giving a rally speech or a speech, or coming into the cabinet room during a meeting with a world leader or with various CEOs and such. But nearly every day the people got to hear from the president directly himself. No need to have somebody else up there and have to take that fight on. But if they do it, I can tell you they will find a match in Kayleigh McEnany.
I want to ask you what you think the role of the press secretary will be under Kayleigh McEnany, as opposed to Stephanie or Sean Spicer or any of these other people that have served before. In this age of coronavirus, where the president is, as you said, in some cases doing two-hour press events, can you talk a little bit? Is her role and that of the press secretary going to change a little bit now in the age of the coronavirus?
Probably not much here in the beginning. Obviously, I think the coronavirus task force, the president, the vice president will continue doing those briefings. So the back office work, and that's what most people don't see, even if there were traditional White House press briefings with the press secretary, 95% of your job is behind the scenes, in the office, talking to reporters directly, on the phone with them, exchanging emails. All of that will continue. And it happened under Stephanie. It will continue under Kayleigh, I have no doubt. Once we get through this, obviously, if the president decides that we'll go back to having a more traditional White House press briefing kind of scenario, then obviously Kayleigh will prepare for that. But I'll tell you, having been in the office when Sean was there and when Sarah Sanders were there, it would take up about 2.5 to 3 hours a day to get ready for those White House press briefings, because you have to be prepared. And they are very time consuming. And I know Kayleigh will do a great job. We'll have a great team. But trust me, there's a lot of work that goes into those. And there's also a lot of work that goes behind the scenes that nobody ever sees.
How much access does the press secretary today have with the president? Will Kayleigh have a lot of FaceTime with the president, or will it go through the chief of staff, or what?
It varies for each press secretary and each chief of staff. But generally speaking, you're in the room, you're in the Oval Office there with the president, especially right before a briefing, preparing him. If he's going to go out and do the briefing, if you're going to go out and do the briefing, then you need to be able to go in there and ask things that you think the media is going to cover until you make sure that you're saying exactly what he wants to have said. It always varies from press secretary to press secretary, but I know Kayleigh well enough to know that it would take the Secret Service to keep her away from the president if she needed to get a question answered.
That's Mark Lauder. Good guy. Smart guy. He's used to jumping on airplanes like 3 times a week and making speeches. He is the strategic communications director of the Trump 2020 reelect. Coming up. When will we be free? And do you worry, as I do, that there may be remnants of this stay at home for Nevada thing that may be with us for a long time to come? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, Pipcoa is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, Pipcoa can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call Pipcoa at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, they've got me mad now. I know women who are about to reveal their true hair color because they can't get into their salon because the salons are closed. I can't go to Sports Clips. And I'm starting to look a little shaggy. But you know what? I don't know if you saw the article in the RJ, but they did some interesting stuff. Las Vegas police officers can still have their hair cut this week at department headquarters and police substations. Can I go there and get my hair cut? Special arrangements, according to the RJ and the article by Rachel Crosby. The special arrangements, according to the RJ article, were apparently approved by Governor Sisolak. The memo notes that the police union's president and Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo have been in contact with Sisolak about the haircuts due to, quote, due to department grooming standards, unquote. None of these barbers or stylists will be in jeopardy of having sanctions imposed against them during this rare occurrence. How do I get a haircut? Huh? I know women that their nails are cracking because they can't get into their nail person. So somebody explain to me, how do we get around this? Can I go down to my local police substation and get a haircut? Why not? They're on our payroll, for crying out loud. Anyway, I'm going to open up our phone lines. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Now, I normally get my hair cut, I don't know, once a month, once every 6 weeks. So I'm okay today. But in about another week, I'm going to look like Don King. You know, boxing promoter Don King. My hair will be standing on end. It'll be ugly. It'll be downright real ugly. But somebody explain to me why it is that the police department can get their hair cut, and God forbid somebody should get within 6 feet of one of these cops. But for some unexplained reason, that's okay. But me going to my sports club's person, that would endanger the sports club's person. And by the way, if there are any workers that don't want to come in, they don't have to. If they don't want good tip money, then that's fine. But these are just some of the problems that, you know, when you're 1 week out from this thing or 2 weeks out from this thing, you don't worry about it. When you get a month out of this, or God forbid, 2 months, and then you find out that the cops get to get haircuts, but the rest of us don't? That's why so much of this is so unfair. And by the way, I don't begrudge the governor or his task force. But this is ridiculous. This makes no sense at all. Something as simple as a haircut. Now you can say, well, maybe you got a family member. Maybe your aunt or your uncle or whatever has a hairstyling experience. Well, that's great. But I don't have a lot of that infrastructure around me. And the idea that somehow it's okay and cops will not be endangered by this, to me, makes no sense at all. It really doesn't. This makes no sense at all. No, I'm sorry, it just doesn't. The idea that cops somehow, because of their grooming standards, they get a dispensation from the governor, but the rest of us have to go without? Does that sound fair to you? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to my buddy JD. JD, you're up. Go right ahead, man.
Hey, do what I do. I've been doing it for years. Get yourself a pair of electric clippers, and you just trim around the edges and the ear. Have your girlfriend trim the back, and it's easy as could be, and you save yourself $15, $18 a month. But, you know, getting back to, I think we had this conversation. If I'm a barber and you need a haircut, you make an appointment, you come in my shop one-on-one. The same for the beauticians. The same for the and what about the female cops? Are they going to have beauticians come in?
Ooh, the same. And do color?
The same for the nail people. Now, and then you mentioned earlier, why can't Lee's Liquor sell liquor, but Albertsons can't? That makes no sense at all, because that is their main business. Again, we are going to change in this country for the better so many ways, I think. If you have someone outside, hello?
I'm right here.
I'm hearing a background voice. If you have a store and you come in one at a time, start somewhere, one at a time. If you have a restaurant and you're doing takeout, have two tables up against one wall, two tables up against another wall. Have someone with a thermometer to check you as you come in the door. And there's so many ways to get around this, where we could do limited amounts of business. I'm hearing Mark talking to callers.
Yeah, yeah. I'll see if I can get him to kind of ease off the throttle.
But wouldn't you agree there are so many limited ways? I mean, if I were Sisolak, I'd have a list of every business in town, and I would go over them one by one with my staff as to how they could open in a limited way.
Walmart's doing it right now. They've figured it out. Walmart's already figured it out. Trust me on this. We'll get to more of your calls, by the way, on the other side. You want to join us? No, seriously. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's. Who is this, Joni?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Joni. You're up. Go right ahead.
How are you?
I am fine.
Oh,
okay.
I'm 84.
Okay, so explain how we do this. This whole haircut thing. The cops get haircuts.
Let's take history. You know, our pioneers and the people that paved this country and many other countries did not have barbershops they could go to. We have a pandemic. I don't want to be out in or infect anybody or hurt anybody. I want them hurting me. So you know what I did? I took a pair of scissors and I cut my own hair. Surprisingly, it looks pretty good.
Wow.
So you have a problem. You know what you do? Be pragmatic. Solve the problem. Don't complain about it. That's, you know, people today don't think about one thing. They go into a store, grocery, and they buy a loaf of bread. If they hand somebody a credit card, and that's the end of it. But they don't think who planted that seed, who harvested that seed, who brought it to a distributor, how the distributor made the bread or got the bread to a grocery store. No, it's too easy. So you know what you do? Go back and look. And take a pair of scissors, look at yourself in the mirror, you're probably nice looking, and say, I'm going to look better after I do this.
Yeah, but I can't give myself that nice neck massage that they do at sports clubs. I can't have somebody shampoo it and then massage my scalp. I'm sorry. You get used to certain things. Anyway, stick around. A lot of you want to talk about this. We'll give you the opportunity on the other side. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local now.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are edging higher as investors are encouraged by signs that the spread of the coronavirus could be stabilizing in hard-hit locations. Airline stocks are rising amid hopes that the U.S. could start to turn a corner. The airline and travel industry has been one of the hardest-hit sectors amid the pandemic. And Airbus will be cutting production across the board to absorb the hit to manufacturing from the coronavirus. In its largest-ever production adjustment, the European manufacturer said it was reducing output of its best-selling A320 narrow-body family by about a third. And Toyota is planning to reopen its North American auto plants on May the 4th, extending its current shutdown by 2 additional weeks. The Japanese automaker said due to the COVID-19 pandemic and decline in vehicle demand, it will be extending the halt of production at all of its automobile and components plants in Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster.
I am announcing the suspension of my campaign.
Bernie Sanders is out of the presidential race, leaving Joe Biden the last Democrat standing. Sanders tells supporters the former vice president's a very decent man, whom he will work with to move progressive ideas forward. Biden, in a statement, says he wants to commend Bernie for being a powerful voice for a fairer and more just America. A program to help small businesses keep paying people during the coronavirus outbreak has been popular, according to the Federal Small Business Administration.
The SBA says they've processed more than 340,000 loans and have disbursed more than $90 billion through more than 3,500 lending institutions. The SBA says, as a result, more than 9.5 million American jobs have been saved. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is now calling on Congress to provide $250 billion more for the federal program.
Fox's John Decker. America's listening to Fox News.
As the nation's doctor, I often get asked, what should I do if I think I might have coronavirus?
People who are sick should stay home. You don't go to an emergency room. You don't go to a clinic. You get on the phone and you ask for advice and instructions from your physician.
We don't want you to go into the ER or the doctor's office without talking to them first, because you might spread coronavirus to someone else. Please visit coronavirus.gov for more information.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I want to ask you a question. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? And I'm talking about that pain that's with you every day, every minute of every day. Would you like to make that pain go away? Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. And at PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. How do I know? Why am I so smart about this? Well, it turns out I suffered from chronic pain for about 6 or 8 months due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. And I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, x-rays. I had everything, and nothing worked. And then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And the folks at PIPCOA are taking appointments right now. You could even get in today, I'll bet you. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, a lot of folks have neuropathy in their feet. They can't feel their feet. Even PTSD, regardless of the source of your injury, of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with chronic pain anymore. Make that pain go away. Make that call right now to PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. Summer is waiting for your phone call. She'll answer all your questions. That number again, 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. Tell you what, let's get back to your phone calls. By the way, I don't begrudge the cops, you know, if they get a little something extra. But I'm just saying, why is it dangerous for me to get my hair cut at my local stylist, but it's not dangerous for cops to do it? It doesn't make any sense. No, it doesn't make any sense at all. Let's go to Clinical Carl. It's been a while. Carl, you're up. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. I'm sorry with all everybody's in such problems and earth-shaking situations a lot of people are having, but you're worried about getting your hair cut. You know, that's one thing. But let me ask you one quick question. Policemen get their hair cut. They deserve something extra. They go out. They risk their lives daily. They can pick up a virus by contacting people. They can get shot. They can get hurt. And I'm not just taking you, but any radio talk show host. I mean, what do you really do to protect the public? You're not out there like they are.
We inform and we educate. We educate.
You don't put your life in jeopardy, though.
And nobody said we did.
Well, but you think you deserve the same rights as a police officer? I could go to.
No. What I object to is declaring winners and losers. Cops are winners. No. They get to have haircuts. The rest of us. It's too dangerous. It's not dangerous for the cops?
Not in a police station where they're checked first, whoever does the work on them. But that's fine. But they deserve that little extra base. I had them in my family, federal police officers, actually. But that's beside the point. They deserve more than me or you or a talk show host or whatever. I'm well protected. I'm well taken care of. I don't risk my life daily like they do. Neither do you.
Well, and by the way, a KLUC host was hospitalized recently for the coronavirus. And by the way, was put on a ventilator. He's doing fine now, I think. There was an article in the RJ about it. Check it out. Omari Mitchell. Yeah, and again, I've been away from that radio cluster for about 5 years now. By the way, it just occurred to me. One of the things we neglected to do, and only because of the times we're living in, I neglected to celebrate our 5-year anniversary. Yeah, it was like 31st of March. Yeah. So anyway, thank you, Clinical Carl. Always good to hear from him. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. I mean, everybody uses the Lee's Liquor example. But maybe we need to revisit some of this. And I'll bet you if you went to the folks at Lee's Liquors and you said, hey, we'll let you set up your store. You have to reconfigure your store a little bit to accommodate the coronavirus. And 6 feet of social distancing and all of that. Lines might be down the street. But wouldn't that make sense? Why is it we say it's okay for Albertsons to sell liquor, but it's not okay for Lee's Liquor to sell liquor? That's it. I'm sorry, but somebody's going to have to explain that one to me better. Maybe I'm just not very smart about this stuff. Anyway, one of the things the president did a great job of last night, and I don't know if you saw this, the president is spending an hour, sometimes 2 hours a day with the media. I mean, it's just incredible. And I want you to hear, in fact, let's go to cut two, of exactly what the federal government is doing. Now, everybody's, you know, saying, well, the federal government, you know, not doing as good on ventilators or masks or gloves or gowns or whatever. But I want you to hear the president in his own words. This is cut two on the efforts to fight the COVID-19. This was the president last night at the White House.
Even during this painful week, we see glimmers of very, very strong hope. And this will be a very painful week. And next week, at least part of next week, but probably all of it. Look, if one person dies, it's a painful week. And we know that's going to unfortunately happen. This is a monster we're fighting. But signs are that our strategy is totally working. Every American has a role to play in winning this war. And we're going to be winning it. We're going to be winning it powerfully. And we'll be prepared for the next one should it happen, but hopefully it won't. Our massive airlift operation for critical supplies, it's called Project Airbridge, continued today as 5 massive planes, flights, landed in the United States, packed with personal protective equipment, and our nation's heroic healthcare workers will be the beneficiaries of that. 27 more flights are scheduled in the near future over the next couple of weeks. The Army Corps of Engineers is constructing facilities that will support more than 15,000 hospital beds to treat patients in need. So they're building now approximately 15,000. They just completed the big one in New York. They just completed and are in the process of continuing in Chicago and many other places. They're incredible. The Army Corps of Engineers, we owe them a lot. What they're able to do in such a short period of time, they'll build these massive facilities, 2,000 beds in 4 days. So it's really something very special. I know I was in the construction industry, and you don't see that happen very often. I want to remind governors and emergency managers that sharing real-time data with us about equipment and their needs is very important. All of their supplies, hospital occupancy is critical. A lot of the occupancy is really getting a little bit lower than anticipated, and that's good. We sort of thought that was going to happen. And we're getting along very well with the governors. This whole situation with respect to talking to us about equipment and equipment needs, giving us a little bit of lead time, so important. All the supplies, we're getting it to everybody like they never thought possible. But we'll ensure that we can rapidly deploy federal assets where and when they're needed, especially on ventilators. We're actually getting some ventilators back. As you know, the state of California was great. They sent some back, which they won't need. And Washington State, likewise. And we have some others coming back, so we're using them in areas we need them. We are pressing forward aggressively on the scientific frontier of the medical war. The companies. I've spoke to the four leading, I call them the genius companies. They're doing incredibly well with respect to cures and also with respect to a vaccine that's going to protect us totally, protect us. And they have some great potential. It's going to take a little while yet, but they have some great potential, some great early results.
There you have it. The president last night at his daily. I mean, he's doing this 7 days a week. I mean, this is a 70-plus year old guy, and he's working 7 days a week. And he's dealing with problems, with major issues. Can you see Joe Biden doing this? You think Joe Biden would even have the energy to do this? To spend 2 hours answering questions? And a lot of them not really friendly questions. Stick around. More to do. We'll get to your wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how that works. You call in. You talk about what it is that matters to you. Brady is holding. A whole bunch of other folks holding. We'll find out what's on their mind. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
For years now, you've heard me talking about real water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to real water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
We live in very uncertain times. I'm Michael Schaus with Nevada Policy Research Institute. All of us are facing uncertainty as we deal with the human and economic costs of the coronavirus pandemic. But there's one thing we can be certain about. As Nevadans struggle to rebuild their lives, government is likely only going to make things worse. Politicians, for example, aren't going to suddenly stop trying to micromanage our lives. The Clark County Education Association isn't going to suddenly abandon their billion-dollar sales tax hike. Local governments aren't going to suddenly become efficient, thrifty spenders of our hard-earned tax dollars. So as we rebuild our economy and our lives, the fight to preserve and promote the freedoms necessary for workers, entrepreneurs, and families to thrive in this state is going to be more essential than ever. Partner with Nevada Policy, and together we will protect those freedoms as we build Nevada's future. To find out more about Nevada Policy or to partner with us, visit NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Oh my God, I'm starting to get hungry. I'm starting to get hungry. you know what I did yesterday? I got hungry and I went over to Ichabod's Lounge at East Flamingo at Pecos. They've got carry out and curbside service. And get this, their entire full menu is available 24/7 for carry out or curbside. And get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. Now to order, here's how you do it. You're getting ready to go over there. You're in the neighborhood, or maybe you're willing to drive 10, 15 minutes to get there. Just call Ichabod's Lounge right now, 702-451-2323. The number again, 702-451-2323. And just put in your order. And they got everything. They got burgers. They got fries. They got steaks. They got seafood. They got everything. They got appetizers. Oh, unbelievable. Again, that phone number, 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, a local business that's staying open 24/7 for you. And they make it real, real easy for you. 702-451-2323. Let's get to your phone call, see what's on your mind. And in fact, let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Kevin? I don't know if you heard, but yesterday, I'm actually really sick of the scientists and the people that I'm supposed to be listening to, this Dr. Fauci. I've had it up to here about as much as I've had it up to here with Clinical Carl. What a depressing libtard. Good God. But anyways, yesterday it came out in the news, and of course none of the scientists or doctors of this country have this news. I don't know why. But me only knows this, but these Australian scientists found out that a dewormer, a drug used to deworm dogs and animals, it's called ivermectin, when injected for the coronavirus within 48 hours, one dose kills the virus. And then 24 hours after that, you will show up negative.
Wow. My question is, see, just because Dr. Fauci has not mentioned it, doesn't mean he doesn't know about it. But again, these are folks that are used to three-year clinical trials. We don't have 3 years. We don't have 3 years, believe it or not. Let's go to Serona. Serona, you're up and you're on Live and Local
Now.
How
are you?
I am fine. The big question is, how are you? How are you coping, you
so
and your
far,
family?
So good. And I'm calling to say that I really like it that masks are going to be required. Because that's what really protects us. A person walking around, they don't know if they have the virus or not. They could be rubbing their eyes, touching this, touching that, breathing even, singing in a choir, and contagious. They have no idea. The only way to protect us is to wear a mask until we get a lot more tests. Tests are available until we know who has it, who doesn't. We really have no choice. If I go into a grocery store and people are crowding me and they're not wearing masks, I feel very frightened. When I go in somewhere, everybody's wearing a mask, I feel safer.
Well, can I tell you something? you know, there is safer and then there's the appearance of safer. For instance, when you board an airplane at McCarran International Airport and you see some 80-year-old grandma being you know, frisked or wanded, it makes you feel safer, doesn't it? Hey, look what they're doing over there to that little granny. But does it really make you safer? And that's what I've always said about the TSA. It makes us feel safer, which is good. That is a good thing.
But and that's a test. They can see if there's a gun on her, if she's got something she's not supposed to have. That's sealable. But you can't, there's no, they don't have a real clear test for this COVID thing. They don't. It's passed only by touching or passed by air. There's so many unknowns. I think those police officers are brave for daring to get their hair cut. You don't know if the stylist is passing something. I mean, you know, I don't resent them for being able to have services at all.
Well, I will say this. This whole notion of the cops getting haircuts, but they can't open up, you know, sports clips or, you know, your local stylist. There's something that's not right. Something that just doesn't make sense. Tell you what, let's do. One of the things I want you to hear, some of the bizarre stuff that gets asked in these news conferences. Let's go to cut six real quick. See if we can squeeze it. This is the president with a question on why there's no money in any of these stimulus bills for the U.S. Postal Service, a group that loses every year $8 or $9 billion. Here it is.
Congressman Jerry Connolly, a Democrat from Northern Virginia, told the local D.C. CBS station that you personally requested the CARES Act stimulus bill be stripped of $25 billion for the Postal Service. Connolly claims that unless the USPS gets that $25 billion, the agency will be run out of money by June. He accuses you of hastening the demise of the Postal Service. Could you respond to that, please?
The Postal Service has lost billions of dollars every year for many, many years. I'm the demise. This is the new one. I'm now the demise of the Postal Service. I'll tell you who's the demise of the Postal Service. So these internet companies that give their stuff to the Postal Service, packages, and I don't know why they're not, you know, I don't run the Postal Service. You have a group of people, so-called independent people, and they run it. But these packages are, they lose money every time they deliver a package for Amazon or these other internet companies, these other companies that deliver. They drop everything in the post office. They say, you deliver it. And if they'd raise the prices by actually a lot, then you'd find out that the post office could make money or break even. But they don't do that. And I'm trying to figure out why. These are independent boards. They were appointed by other administrations. They're sort of long term. They're there for a long time. And I've been talking to them also. You can look it up. Take a look. They have to raise the prices to these companies that walk in and drop thousands of packages on the floor of the post office and say, deliver it. And they make money, but the post office gets killed, okay? So they ought to do that, and we're looking into it, and we've been pushing them now for over a year. And you know that because you've seen the stories. I'm pushing them. It's not fair for them to these great, wonderful, modern companies. They walk into our old post office with all these routes that could never be built. You could never build them. They go into areas that you could never do. And they say, here, deliver this. And they lose a lot of money per package, and they have to raise their prices, but this Postal Commission doesn't do it. Now, we just got a chance to appoint a couple of people onto the commission, as I understand it, and that's good. But they have to raise their prices, otherwise they're just going to lose a lot of money. And tell your Democrat friend that he ought to focus on that, because if he focused on that, he could truly save the post office.
I love it. I love it. Hey, that's going to do it. We'll tee it up again tomorrow. Wayne Allen Root will join us. Live and local now. All of us have felt the impact of Governor Sisolak's new coronavirus policy, and none of us know when we'll be able to declare victory. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And while we all want to do our part to support the president's effort to stop this deadly killer, we all have to eat, don't we? That's why Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout or curbside pickup. And get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. That's right, 50% off. To order, call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. None of us knows what the future brings when it comes to the coronavirus. But one thing I know for sure, we'll all get through this together. And Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.